You know, I don't know why people listen to the advice of unsaved people. In other words, put more weight on that than they do the book of Proverbs, the book of Psalms, the New Testament, the Old Testament. They would listen to Jordan Peterson or Joe Rogan or somebody like that. Don't even know their Bible. Don't even have faith.
I don't understand it.
It makes no sense. Yeah, but they learned how to be successful and be rich, did they? You don't think they're in the Freemasons? Anybody who rises up in the system is a Freemason. The Freemason wants people to rise up that don't have true faith. People who reject Jesus, that's the kind of people the Freemasons want you to listen to. They put psychology, or they put street smarts before the Bible. Yeah, it's good to know some of those things. But the Bible's your litmus test. And yeah, some of the gurus say the same thing that they say that Solomon said in Proverbs. But where do you think they got it from? And there's some things you can observe in the universe that will help you, but for the most part, these people deny Christ. They're Antichrist. You're actually listening to the Antichrist through these people. The Antichrist system is going to give you a bunch of advice and a bunch of stuff to do good in the, maybe in the physical, but is it really? Though you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what profit is it? Though you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what profit is it? Notice he uses the word profit because that's what motivates the human. I gotta make a profit. Steal, kill, and destroy to make a profit, you know. If that's your root end is only profit, then instead of listening to the prophet speak truth, you're wanting just a profit of money. Instead of listening to P-R-O-P-H-E-T, because you're going to have to meet your maker one day, you're more tuned to listen to P-R-O-F-I-T. Profit money instead of profit prophecy. When the prophet rebukes a person, it's actually the best thing that ever happened to him, because if God is speaking through somebody, and you hear that, it's the best thing that ever happened, because if God withdraws his hand from you, if God withdraws his hand from you and doesn't reprove, rebuke, exhort, that means he's just given up on you. If God no longer reproves you, he's given up on you. And if God has given up on a people, a nation, a person, an individual, then there you go. Where's your hope? No matter how much money profit you make, if God has withdrawn his hand from you, where's your hope? Where's your hope? Some people say, well, Jordan got saved. I don't know if he did or not. Maybe he did, but I never hear him preach Jesus. And it's faith alone in the finished work of Jesus. If you get saved, you get under the Word. You start digesting the word, not psychology. These people had a spoon and a fork growing up to feed them in a direction that they were going to go. What about the people who got saved who didn't have an advantage? And they come out of this place, be ye separate, come out from among them. But if you go to a church, sit on the pew, they're still in the world. Talking about football, basketball, and politics, the world, the flesh, pro-life. That's all they talk about. It's all that comes out of their mouth. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you go to a local church and somebody says, I'm saved, but everything out of their mouth is the same thing you hear in the corporations or you hear in the street, the slang. If everything that they say is from the world, did they really get saved? If that's all they talk about. It's really a trip, to be honest with you. Off the roof. One way you can catch Jordan and Rogan and all of them, Jones, the Jones cult, this world's not your home. It just cycle repeats. This world is a birth, it's like a womb, it's like you're in a virtual reality. Your body's a vessel, right? And so are you your body? No. Are you your arm? No. Are you your foot? No. You're more than your arm and your foot and your body. So your body's just a vessel, avatar. And when you look out, you speak, you're not even speaking from the body. You're speaking from somewhere else. You're speaking from another realm. Is it the realm of Christ or is it the Antichrist realm? Is it the spirit of truth or the spirit of error? Which realm are you speaking from? So it's like a virtual reality. You're walking around in an avatar vessel body ship, a body ship, but that's not you. So who are you? What are you? You're a spirit. Or a soul. And depends on where you speak from, who you really are. Where are you speaking from? The Christ mind or the Antichrist? The mind of Christ or the Antichrist? Which realm, which kingdom are you speaking out of? Which kingdom are you functioning in? The kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of light? The thoughts, the words, the concepts, the ideas, the ruminations, which realm is it? Can both realms be in unity? No. Can you be in unity with both realms? You can function down here in the natural realm, but your actions follow the spirit. But those who function down here in the natural realm who are in the darkness, their actions follow the the kingdom of darkness. Let me say it again. Is your hand you? No. If they cut your hand off, you're still there. Is your leg you? No. If you cut your leg off, you're still there. Arm? If you get shot in the chest and blow out the middle, is that you? No. Who are you? Where are you? What is your body? Your body's a ship. It's not you. It's a vessel to travel in. If you're traveling in your vessel, then why do you identify yourself as that vessel when that's just a, just like a, I'm going down the highway in my car, right? Am I my car? No. That's why a lot of people identify with their cars and their, they identify with their car and with their house or something, their boat or whatever, their bicycle or their motorcycle. They identify with that. That's not who you are. Who are you? What are you? Do you even know? So if God made man in his image, and you're not the body, what does that mean? Back to the heart of man, right? But Adam and Eve dropped us down, so what are you?